Such a wonderful piece, and that's Christmas Time Is Here, played on the piano live in our KUTX studio by the one and only Michelle Schumann. I'm your biggest fan, you know, and you should hear some of the things Michelle does. I mean, I've heard her for years now doing different performances of all kinds, and she continues to wow me. And
so sweet. Thank you.
But it's true. You know, like, what was that last one I came out? I was speechless.
I played a Mozart concerto. And it was so nice.
But you were just, it was perfect. It was so clear and just emotional. It's at everything that you want for that piece.
I'm lucky to have this instrument that sometimes feels like an extension of my body. I've been playing since I was 5 years old, and sometimes you just hit that place where whatever is in your heart and mind and soul is just flowing through
right into
the instrument.
Yeah.
And I'm really lucky that my mom had me take piano lessons when I was 5 years old.
Yeah. Well, it took for you, and I think you're going to be doing some other... This one is a performance you're going to be doing this weekend, Charlie Brown Christmas, stateside at the Paramount, 3:30 in the afternoon, 7:30 in the evening. Tickets through stateside at the Paramount. And you can also hear Michelle in her main role as the director of the Austin Chamber Music Center, and they have a concert series. And in January, you're going to do something Greek.
Yes, we are exploring heritage and composers who came from kind of different types of countries that we don't normally explore, and also bringing in some wonderful artists who have different heritages to explore. So we're doing a concert called It's All Greek to Me in January, which features Nora Karakasoglu, who's a Austin cellist, but she's Greek, and we're doing music that is based on Greek mythology and uses some Greek composers and uses the Ravel song, Greek songs, and also explores some Beethoven because classicism came out of this idea of classical architecture and Grecian architecture. And that's one of the topics that we're doing all for the rest of the season, is looking at different countries and the melting pot of the United States, and we're looking at Japan as well, and the music that was influenced out of Japanese culture and Asian culture. So I love storytelling with music of all kinds. That's why I love doing the Charlie Brown Christmas as well, because it just involves storytelling from a time that is past, but also a time that is relevant for us, and this idea of gathering, because I think in the end, whether we're experiencing art together or science or literature, I think what we're all looking for is community and a reason to understand each other and be together in a profound way that is meaningful for everyone.
Mm-hmm. There you go. You got a brain on you, Michelle. And you're also going to be performing with the symphony in March.
That's right. I'll be playing the Clara Schumann Piano Concerto with them on March 23rd and 24th. I'm excited about that. It's a new work for me, and she wrote it when she was 13 and premiered it with Mendelssohn conducting her when she was 15. And
imagine
it's quite a wonderful work, actually.
Okay, we'll look forward to that in March.
Definitely.
Now, one more tune.
Great. We'll do a Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. Mm-hmm.